The Secret Behind Silicon Valley's Biggest Fortunes by Luis Hernandez, published on July 25, 2026. The greatest discoveries can be found where no one else is looking. It was one of history's great unsolved mysteries. For more than 500 years, no one knew what had happened to the remains of England's King Richard III. If you don't know the story, Richard III was the last Yorkist king of England, who died in 1485 at the Battle of Bosworth Field. Since his death, he was generally depicted as the most evil of English monarchs and the subject of one of Shakespeare's most popular historical plays. Generations of historians had searched for clues about his burial site. Countless theories came and went. Some believed his remains had been destroyed, others thought they had simply been lost to history forever. Credit Steve Travel Guide. Then in January 2011, researcher Philippa Langley approached the University of Leicester to produce an assessment of one of the most likely sites. This assessment showed that the most likely location was occupied by modern redevelopment, covering 83% of the site, but that the area still contained several open spaces, including a parking lot, that appeared to have remained largely undisturbed since the 16th century. Archaeologists finally broke through the asphalt in 2012. Within 6 hours, they discovered a human skeleton. DNA testing later confirmed that the skeleton indeed was the long-lost remains of Richard III. Extraordinary discoveries rarely happen where everyone else is already searching. The same idea applies to investing. Every day, millions of investors hunt for the next great opportunity in the public stock market. They read the same headlines, study the same charts, and debate the same handful of companies. But many of history's biggest fortunes weren't made where everyone else was looking. The investing path you're not using. For most of us, investing begins with one clear assumption. If you want to build wealth, you buy stocks. Maybe it's investing in mutual funds, maybe ETFs in strong sectors, maybe a few individual companies you believe in. And that's exactly the right thing to do. Over decades, the stock market has been one of the greatest wealth-building machines ever created. But what if you're seeking above-average returns? What if you're searching for the kind of returns that can fundamentally change your financial future? History is filled with examples of opportunities that often appeared elsewhere first. Long before Google Goog traded on the NASDAQ and Facebook Meta and Snowflake were recognizable names, a much smaller group of investors had already discovered them. Investors like Don Valentine, whose firm Sequoia Capital backed Apple, AAPL, Cisco, CSCO, Google, YouTube, Airbnb, ABNB, WhatsApp, and NVIDIA, NVDA, before most investors had ever heard of them. Or Peter Thiel, whose $500,000 investment in Facebook grew into more than $1 billion. Or Marc Andreessen and Ben Horowitz, who have built fortunes by identifying transformative technology companies years before they reached the public markets. These mega-successful investors weren't only buying stocks. They were buying tomorrow's public companies while they were still private. But here is the thing you might not expect. They weren't necessarily smarter than everyone else. They were simply looking at a different market. The important opportunity today. As we've covered many times here in the Digest, we're in the middle of the biggest technology spending boom since the dawn of the internet. Microsoft, MSFT, Amazon, AMZN, Alphabet, Meta, OpenAI, Anthropic, and other AI leaders are collectively committing hundreds of billions of dollars this year alone to build what they believe will become the next great computing platform, and the spending isn't expected to stop anytime soon. But history suggests that the hyperscalers aren't the only game in town. The biggest breakthroughs, the ones that go on to make famous names, rarely stay confined inside the biggest companies. Every major technology boom eventually creates an entire ecosystem of smaller innovators. These are the kinds of companies solving specialized problems, developing breakthrough solutions, designing new infrastructure, or building technologies that the giants eventually realize they can't afford to ignore. That's when the next wave of wealth creation often begins. These solutions become indispensable, then they become acquisition targets, and sometimes they become the next generation of industry leaders. For years, investors have focused on the companies building AI. The next phase could belong to the companies that AI giants decide they need. And those opportunities may emerge long before they ever appear on the public stock market. That's exactly why I want you to hear what Luke Lango has to say. Luke has spent years studying technological inflection points, long before Wall Street recognizes them. He gets his subscribers in early ahead of the big money and helps them achieve outsized gains. Luke has never chased yesterday's winners. He's always looking for the next wave of innovation and the company's position to benefit before everyone else catches on. Today, he believes we're approaching another one of those moments. If he's right, the biggest opportunities in AI may no longer be the Mag 7 everyone already knows. They could be the smaller businesses developing technologies that the industry's giants eventually decide they need to own. Over the past year, Luke has developed a new framework to identify these opportunities that focuses on people, product, and timing. It's a repeatable PPT filter for assessing whether an early-stage opportunity is worth serious consideration. Luke's PPT asks, are the founders the kind of people who figure things out when everything goes wrong? Does the product solve a genuine problem, and are customers paying for it? And is the timing right? Is the market ready for this, or is the company a decade too early? On July 30th at 1 p.m. ET, Luke will share one company that passes that filter. But more than that, he will talk about how he found this firm and others, so you can learn how to evaluate them yourself. As the Richard III story reminds us, extraordinary discoveries rarely happen where everyone else is already searching. Luke believes the same is true in investing. On Thursday, July 30th at 1 p.m. ET, he'll explain why he believes AI is entering a new phase and reveal one early-stage opportunity that already passes his people, product, and timing test. If you want to learn how to spot tomorrow's winners before they become household names, reserve your seat here. Enjoy your weekend. Luis Hernandez, Editor-in-Chief, InvestorPlace.